The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
What's going on, everyone? This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I am your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And we have a special weekend edition. It is Saturday, October 28th. We typically do not broadcast on the weekends, but we had some technical issues with our programs and stuff that we use and software to do our podcast on this past Friday. So we want to come on here tonight and bring you a special update. I'm excited to bring the word tonight because I want to share some stuff with you that I think is going to be very interesting and intriguing. Again, please do not forget before we get started to bookmark our main website right there below me. If you're watching the video of this, this is endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. Of course, download our free app. This is how you're going to keep up with our ministry. Again, do not rely on social media outlets and networks. Download our free app today. It's available on Apple and Android devices. Just hit yes, push notifications, and you are going to be good to go. So tonight, I'm going to show you, Jesus said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the return of the Son of Man. There was a story that came out today that we reported on our main website that I want to shine a spotlight on, that I believe the timing is impeccable. I want to show you something that's coming out of Turkey that's absolutely prophetic, and I'm going to give you the latest out of the Middle East. So without further ado, guys, let's get after it. All right, guys, again, welcome to the broadcast. If you're new to the broadcast, first time you're listening on Apple or by Spotify, maybe you're listening by Rumble, YouTube, Facebook Live, let us know in the comment section below that you are new to the broadcast. We'd love to hear from you. And again, don't forget to hit that like button, that share button, so that you can get this out and get it across on these algorithms so other people can see the broadcast as well. So I want to go straight into the scripture. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. We'll pull this up. Again, this is going to be, we're going to be in Matthew 24, verses 36 through 38. Jesus said, but of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. He's talking about the second advent, the return of Jesus Christ. But as the days of Noah were, past tense, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Okay? So again, we have pegged this scripture. I mean, at this point, we could just put this as a placard at this point. Everyone should know the scripture that are followers and listeners to our ministry. If you want to know the future, you got to study the past. And I believe not only will we see a repeat of the conditions of the earth in that time, the environment of that time, not only will we see upheaval, natural disasters, extreme disasters, all these things we've talked about, but there was an article today that as soon as I read this, not only is it giving credence to the validity of the Bible, of the substance of the Bible being truth, but I saw this as a prophetic sign as well. I want to read this article. Samples. Listen to this. Scientists have claimed that new samples from Noah's Ark site, or the site where they claim that Noah's Ark is resting in Turkey, reveal human activity that dates back to the biblical era. I'm going to read this. This is from the New York Post. Listen to the verbiage here. Quote, it may just be a discovery of biblical proportions. Scientists have placed humans at the site of what is believed to be the ruins of Noah's Ark in the eastern mountains of Turkey. The findings released earlier this week of rock and soil samples determine that these materials, which are clay, again, this is what they define as clayey materials, marine materials, and seafood, listen to this, we're all present in the region between 5,500 and 3,000 BC. This is according to a Turkish newspaper outlet. The study, which is comprised of three Turkish and American universities that have been investigating the theory of the site since 2021, The Mount Ararat and Noah's Ark Research Team Group was created for scientific research on the ruins whose structure was damaged due to the landslides and carried out its first study back in December of 2022. I'm going to pull up this article so you can see this a little bit, what we're looking at. Located less than 2 miles from the Iran-Turkey border, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce this word, in the district there of Agri, I believe, lies this formation, which is a 538-foot geographic feature made of limonite, believed by some to be the petrified remains of Noah's Ark. So if you're watching, for all you guys watching the visual by Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, or by the rebroadcasts or through the website, what you're looking at here is what they're saying could very well be the site where Noah's Ark rested in the book of Genesis, the actual location. Okay, here's some more. Again, we're scrolling down here. We're looking at these. You guys are listening by Apple or by Spotify. This is, again, one of those moments where we would love for you to come over here and watch, at least watch the rebroadcast of this and watch the visual of this, where we're getting these images here. And again, this is from Turkey, where scientists collected nearly 30 rock and soil samples from the area of the ruins and analyzed these findings at the Istanbul Technical University. The dating study revealed the samples to be between 3,500 and 5,000 years old, or from 3,000 BC. The most recent time, listen to this, I want to underline this for you guys who are watching the visual of this. The most recent time when the catastrophic flood is believed to have occurred. Wow. According to the first findings obtained from the studies, it is thought that there have been human activities in the region since the Chalcolithic period, that is between the years 5,500 and 3,000 BC. Again, this is from the university vice rector, Professor Dr. Forak Kaya. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. And again, you're looking at the visual here. Look at, this is a 1961 aerial view compared to the 2019 aerial view of the formation as landslides have damaged the structure over the years. So all the way over here to your left of your screen is the first visual images that they got of this. Look at the dimensions of this, the visual of this, the dimensions of this, the measurements of this fit the description of Noah's Ark to a T. And then over time, again, through landslides and formation, the earth is changing. You can see how the structure has shifted and changed. It is known that the flood of the prophet Noah went back 5,000 years ago. The size and shape of the formation correlate with the dimensions of what the ark is said to be in the Bible, according to the account of Genesis. Quote, a length of 300 cubits. Its width 50 cubits and its height 30 cubits. In the Bible, God commanded Noah, a 600-year-old father of three, to build the ark and fill it with two of every animal before a global hit, before a global flood hit, Stop. This is huge, guys. So you're telling me, of all the timing, that this research can conclude that the discovery of what they say is Noah's Ark, that was a structure that was built by a prophet in his day, who was warned by God of his day that a cataclysmic judgment of God was coming upon the whole earth, and that he commanded the prophet to construct this ark. For 120 years, he built this ark and warned generation after generation after generation that judgment was coming. Are you kidding me? The timing of this is impeccable. Now this research is published right now in the timing of everything that's going on. I don't believe that is a coincidence, friend. I don't believe that is an accident. Solomon said there is a purpose and a plan for every season under heaven. I believe this is yet another harbinger. This is another prophetic warning from God saying to the generation that is here, present tense, that is us here in 2023. As it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the return of the Son of Man. God is saying, I have given you prophets, I've given you watchmen, I've given you all the signs of the Olivet course of Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. These signs shall accompany the coming of the end and the end of the age. All of it's here. And here we have yet another harbinger, another sign to this generation. Now, and let me go back to the article. I want to finish reading this article here. Again, look at this structure here on your screen. Again, the size and the shape of the formation correlate with the dimensions of what the ark is said to be in the Bible. Wow. 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 This site is 18 miles south of the greater Mount Ararat summit, which the book of Genesis states is where the ark came to rest on the seventh month and 17th day. Again, all three major religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, all reference the day of Noah or Noah and the ark. And now here we are, and it just so happens that we have a major war that's taking place in an area that is sacred to the same three major religions of the world, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Wow, guys. Now, speaking of Turkey, since we're talking about Turkey, let me give you this headline in what is yet another major prophetic headline. I mean, guys, these things are just, again, for those who understand the times and seasons which we're in, this is exciting, friend. This is not gloom and doom. This is exciting stuff. Erdogan, who is, again, the president of Turkey, by the way, Turkey is a main, or I should say major, prophetic player of a major prophetic war in the future called Gog and Magog, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. I'm going to show you that in just a second, but let me read this headline. Erdogan is now threatening to declare war on Israel and send military to Gaza in his latest chilling warning. Now, in case you're wondering why this is prophetic and this is significant, again, there is a future war called Gog and Magog War, Ezekiel 38, 39. And did you know that this war is known by all three major monotheistic religions, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism? All of them understand and know and believe that this is a major prophetic war that has not yet happened. And consequently, in this war, the word of the Lord says, among the coalition of nations that will come down from the north and invade Israel, Gomer is mentioned in all its troops. Gomer in biblical times is Turkey. Is Turkey. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Persia is also mentioned here. Russia is mentioned in this war. And what did I tell you, guys? I've told you the three major players of Bible prophecy that we really need to be paying attention to as this thing continues to escalate is who? Iran, who is ancient Persia, Turkey, who is Gomer and it's all of its troops, and then the southern Soviet Russian nations. This is this Gog and Magog. And so Russia, we're to pay attention to Turkey, Russia, and Iran. And look how this thing is unfolding. Let me go back to this story. According to the latest report, Turkey's president appears to have threatened to intervene in Gaza in an impassioned speech at a pro-Palestine rally this evening. Now, there is a video here. Now, you can find this on our main website. We reference this, or you can go to Express. UK Express. This is where we put express.com. The video was there. I didn't want to play the video. I don't want to get hit with a copyright claim here. But in this video, Erdogan delivered a speech to a rally today in which he told attendees that, quote, Israel was responsible for war crimes and framed Hamas as, quote, freedom fighters. I want to read on here. In comments that have prompted Israeli outcry and led the country to withdraw its diplomatic presence, President Erdogan suggested assaults on Gaza constituted a, quote, massacre. In the very same speech, he reportedly said that Turkey can, quote, come at night unexpectedly. Whoa. Let me read that again. In the same speech that he just gave, Erdogan said that Turkey, Gomer, can, quote, come at night unexpectedly. Now, what does it say here in Ezekiel 38? It says that God will put hooks in the jaws of these nations, and when Israel is dwelling in safety, when they're not expecting it, he says, God says, I'll put hooks in their jaws and I will pull them in and pull them down from the north upon a peaceful people. And we're in, listen, and this is unbelievable, guys. How many more signs do we need? How many more signs do we need to believe what the Word of God says? The footage that is currently circulating on X, which is formerly known as Twitter, purportedly showed the pro-Palestine crowd responding. So they're responding to Erdogan with a chant, quote, Turkish military to Gaza. Turkish military to Gaza. Think about it, church. Turkish military to Gaza. This is the rhetoric. This is prophetic. This is the end time winds. The winds of end time are blowing through. Are we paying attention? Footage circulating online was posted by a news aggregating account. This is a Middle Eastern affiliate, showed Mr. Erdogan speaking at the event in Turkish. Thousands of people are seen waving a combination of Turkish and Palestinian flags from the venue in Istanbul, where he was speaking to people attending the Great Palestine Meeting. The account reported that the translation earlier this week, and the video has since been reposted online dozens of times. So let me recap this real quick. So out of Turkey today came two major signs that I believe are prophetic. One is more proof that Noah's Ark is not just some quote unquote fairy tale. It's not just some fabrication or Jewish fable. Now they're proving that this was a real event. And again, the timing of this is impeccable. So you have this coming out of Turkey, and then you have the president of Turkey getting up publicly and saying that we can come swiftly to Israel and we can bring a military and we can declare war on Israel. And they're accusing Israel of war crimes, basically declaring war against Israel, which again is prophetic, Ezekiel 38, 39. So all the while you have this, you have Israel that's now going in and carrying out what they promised. This ground assault by air, ground, and sea. According to the latest reports coming out of Israel, the Israeli Defense Forces says that it responded to three rocket launches from Lebanon today and struck Hezbollah terrorist targets on Saturday night. Now, this includes, this is in addition to all, to leveling many sites through Gaza. Quote, in response to three rocket launches from Lebanon, the IDF is currently striking Hezbollah targets, terrorist targets in Lebanon. So now not only is Gaza being struck, not only was target struck in Syria, but now Lebanon's pulled into this. The actions come as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a, quote, second stage of its war with Hamas as he announced expanded ground operations. This is the second stage of the war whose goals are clear, and that is to, quote, destroy Hamas governing and military capabilities and to bring the hostages home. According to Netanyahu, we are only at the start. Quote, we made the decision to expand ground operations unanimously, both in the war cabinet and in the political security cabinet. We did so in a prudent and an informed manner out of a commitment to ensuring the fate of the state and ensuring the safety of our soldiers, the commanders and fighters who are now fighting in enemy territory, know that the people and the leadership of the people stand behind them. Again, this is the latest statement from Benjamin Netanyahu. Then, according to another report, we have nearly 1,000 more U.S. troops. They're also now heading to the Middle East to, quote, bolster defenses as attacks continue to surge against U.S. personnel. So, guys, listen, bottom line, we're going to wrap this up. We're not going to keep you long on this Saturday. Bottom line is things are escalating in the Middle East, but through the midst of the chaos, through the midst of the war drums and the bombs dropping, we now see that we are seeing more harbingers, more signs of the Lord, more prophetic implications that are happening, that again, these are huge things that I do not just overlook. I knew I needed to share these things with you. And I believe everything happens for a reason. A lot of these things didn't even surface as far as the information until today. So if I would have gave this update yesterday, a lot of major significant stuff would have been left out of this. So it's probably a good thing we didn't do this yesterday. So now I wanted to get you up to date on this. Remember, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. Please bookmark our site because this is where you're going to find us along with our app. We'll give you more information about that in just a moment. But continue to pray for our troops. Continue to pray for this situation. We don't know. Again, this thing is either going to go in two different ways. This thing will eventually fizzle out. It'll calm down and we'll go back to quote unquote, whatever normal looks like. I don't think anything's ever going to go back to normal per se, but things will calm down in the Middle East. And then we know later on, it'll just blow up again and it'll escalate or we are in the final stages, the last grains of the sand of the hourglass falling through the hourglass, the last seconds on the clock that are ticking towards midnight, the midnight hour. Are we on the precipice of seeing and not just talking about, but actually witnessing and beholding major Bible prophecy unfolding in our lifetime? So guys, again, I want to encourage you. When Luke 21:28, Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Guys, again, don't forget to bookmark our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you've not downloaded our free app, we want to give you encourage you. If you've not downloaded our free app, we want to encourage you to do that today. Again, it is available free on Apple and Android devices. Just hit that yes to push notifications. You're going to be good to go. Every headline, every podcast, when it is readily available. And guys, listen, we're on every major social media outlet. We're on Facebook for now. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. We're on Twitter. We're even on Rumble right there on your screen. You can see us. Subscribe to us. Go look, just type in Endtime Headlines, look for our official ETH logo. Guys, look at the content, look at the videos. There's a lot of scammers, counterfeit channels out there that are trying to portray to be our channel, and they're not. So again, if you just look at the content, look at the videos, you're going to be able to determine whether it's us or whether it's a counterfeit. So please just be aware, be cautious of that. That's the same goes for Facebook and any of these other social media outlets. And as always, guys, if you would like to partner with Endtime Headlines, we want to give you that opportunity. You can do that by the app. By going down to bottom of the app where it says donate, just click on that. and you can give electronically through through PayPal, through Venmo, through Cash App, through your credit card, or you can give by check or money order right there on the screen. You can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's going to be Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So, guys, again, we love you guys. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for coming on here on this this beautiful Saturday afternoon, at least where I'm at, and taking the time to be a part of our broadcast. Listen, we're going to sign off for tonight. We'll be off tomorrow, of course, on Sunday, unless anything major happens, we'll be back on here. But if it's not, we'll plan on being back here on Monday. Again, this Tuesday, mark it, this Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, I'm bringing Larry Ragland into the studio with me, and he is going, and him and I are going to discuss the Babylonian Empire, the Babylonian system that is emerging again. It's really never completely been destroyed, but it is emerging like never before. We're going to talk about that in great detail on Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So until Monday night, we'll be back Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.